Another Arctic cold front has made its way across the region with much colder air filtering in behind it. Temperatures peaked during the overnight hours and have been falling ever since with the blustery northwesterly wind. Skies will remain mainly cloudy for much of the day with temperatures slipping back toward the teens late in the afternoon. High pressure then begins to build in overnight, and with the clearing skies and the wind subsiding, we'll be in for a very cold night with overnight lows in the single digits either side of zero and wind chills well down into the teens below zero for some areas before the wind slacks off late overnight. With high pressure in control, we'll have a mainly sunny but bitterly cold day around the region for Friday with highs only in the mid and upper teens. That is well below the normal of 40 for this time of year. The good news is a warming trend will kick in over the weekend, and temperatures by early next week could be closing in on or even surpassing normal for a change. Chances for some light snow or snow showers will increase Saturday as an upper-level disturbance approaches from the Great Lakes. It looks like the best chance for snow showers and light snow will be in the higher elevations with some minor accumulations possible. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. However, a few weak thunderstorms might form from midday into the afternoon from South Carolina to parts of the Florida Panhandle. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high Wednesday of 88 degrees at Jacksonville, Florida and Waycross, Georgia, to a low Thursday of 36 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a winter storm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. They'll have snow mainly before 5 p.m., and that snow could come down heavily at times. Temperatures will be falling into the lower 20s this afternoon. Wind chill values are between 15 and 20 with a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour, and accumulations of 3 to 7 inches possible during the day. In Boston, a chance of snow. It'll be cloudy with a high in the mid-30s and a northwest wind near 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and bitter cold with a high near 10 degrees and a west wind around 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 40 degrees with a record of 71 set in 1964. Normal minimum temperature is 22 degrees with a record of 12 below set in 1948. Sunrise and sunset data for today. March the 5th, sunrise was at 6:25 a.m. and sunset will come at 5:49 p.m. For tomorrow, March the 6th, sunrise at 6:23 a.m. and sunset at 5:50 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. It'll be mostly cloudy and colder with highs only in the lower 20s today in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, much colder with lows in the single digits above zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a chance of snow showers this afternoon, near steady temperatures in the mid-20s and falling. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, much colder with lows near zero. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, it'll be cloudy with a slight chance of snow this afternoon, much colder with highs near 20, and tonight partly cloudy, much colder, lows in the middle single digits below zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a chance of snow showers this afternoon, colder with temperatures in the lower 20s and falling. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, much colder with lows near zero. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, it'll be cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers, colder with steady temperatures in the lower 20s and falling during the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, much colder with lows near zero. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the upper teens and low 20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, temperatures in the mid and upper 20s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. Monday, a slight chance of snow showers early, highs in the low to mid 30s. And Tuesday, mostly sunny and milder with highs in the upper 30s and low 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.